The whole merciless load will land without warning. You must act at once, and you'll have only God over you. Don't expect him to fill in tactical details. That's your job. He'll be doing all that a soldier has a right to expect if he helps you keep the panic you are sure to feel out of your voice. The colonel paused. I was sobered, and Bertie was looking terribly serious and awfully young, and Hassan was scowling. I wished that I were back in the drop room of the Raj, with not too many chevrons and an after-chow bull session in full swing. There was a lot to be said for the job of assistant section leader. When you come right to it, it's a lot easier to die than it is to use your head. The commandant continued.
That's the moment of truth, gentlemen. Regrettably, there is no method known to military science to tell a real officer from a glib imitation with pips on his shoulders, other than through ordeal by fire. Real ones come through, or die gallantly. Imitations crack up. Sometimes, in cracking up, the misfits die, but the tragedy lies in the loss of others. Good men, sergeants and corporals and privates, whose only lack is fatal bad fortune in finding themselves under the command of an incompetent. We try to avoid this. First is our unbreakable rule that every candidate must be a trained trooper, blooded under fire, a veteran of combat drops. No other army in history has stuck to this rule, although some came close. Most great military schools of the past, St. Cyr, West Point, Sandhurst, Colorado Springs, didn't even pretend to follow it. They accepted civilian boys, trained them, commissioned them, sent them out with no battle experience to command men, and sometimes discovered too late that this smart young officer was a fool, a poltroon, or a hysteric. At least we have no misfits of those sorts. We know you are good soldiers, brave and skilled, proved in battle. Else you would not be here. We know that your intelligence and education meet acceptable minimums. With this to start on, we eliminate as many as possible of the not quite competent, get them quickly back in ranks before we spoil good cap troopers by forcing them beyond their abilities. The course is very hard, because what will be expected of you later is still harder. In time, we have a small group whose chances look fairly good. The major criterion left untested is one we cannot test here, that undefinable something which is the difference between a leader in battle and one who merely has the earmarks but not the vocation. So we field test for it.